Well, thanks to Hurricane Irma, the one before Maria that hit Florida, the price of orange juice is expected to rise more than $2 a gallon in the coming weeks. The storm slammed into the heart of South Florida's prime farming region, which produces tomatoes, peppers, beef, and citrus for much of the country. As NPR's Frank Morris reports, Irma came ashore when the state's agriculture industry was already struggling.
Nobody knows South Florida farming better than Gene McAvoy, who advises farmers for the University of Florida. But to get to his place, you have to drive through a lot of mud and down tree limbs, and then brave his guard geese.
We were where the Hurricane Irma ran over us and gave us a good drubbing.
McAvoy raises cattle out here in the south central Florida countryside, and all his animals made it through the storm. But he doesn't have to go far, just up an embankment through some brush to point out very costly farm damage.
This is a 4,000-acre tomato farm. West Coast Tomatoes, one of several farms that they have in Florida.
Strips of rumpled, dirty plastic stretch across a field of mud. They were crisp white lines atop raised beds before the storm. Across southern Florida, Irma washed out vegetable beds the farmers spent millions to prepare. All that has to be cleaned up and redone before plants can go back in the ground.
In southwest Florida, I think we're going to be looking at somewhere around a $2 billion hit.
And McAvoy says these setbacks are coming after years of Florida tomatoes losing ground against cheaper imports. And it's even worse in the orange business. Florida orange growers were already reeling from a big drop in demand and a decade of disease. Then Irma comes along and ruins most of this year's harvest.
Citrus greening, vegetables have taken over in first place. It was hurting before Irma, but Irma kicked it while it was down.
So the hurricane made things worse for Florida farmers, and it may accelerate some fundamental changes in the way this state grows food.
Agriculture is going to have to adapt. It's going to have to change. We're probably going to do more with the local market, you know, target the high end.
Part of that change McAvoy has in mind looks a lot like what's going on near Felda at Circle C Farms.
We are a multi-species pasture grass-fed sustainable farm. Everything we do is 100% pasture grass-fed.
Nicole Kozak raises cattle, sheep, and poultry here. She sells directly to upscale restaurants, clubs, customers. She's standing in an open field littered with hurricane wreckage.
Well, the buildings are mangled, as you can see. They were picked up in the wind, and they were literally tossed end over end and crumpled.
That killed most of the birds inside, thousands of chickens and ducks. It left Kozak with one viable birdhouse. But most of her cattle and sheep survived, and she's already got 2,000 little white tom turkey chicks fanning out in the grass around that one beat-up shed. Kozak says these little dudes will be ready for Thanksgiving, and that'll help get her back on her feet. Things are tougher in the fruit and vegetable business. McAvoy thinks it'll bounce back, too, eventually. But it's clear that Hurricane Irma will leave a lasting scar on Florida agriculture. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.